Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. Happy September. I am recording this episode on September 1st, and today also happens to be the full moon in Pisces. So happy September, happy full moon. I actually went to a full moon circle on Sunday. My friend Tina hosted it and it was absolutely beautiful and magical. I had such a powerful moment during that event. It's something that I can't wait to share with you girls when that time in my life happens. But until then, I will keep it under wraps and to myself. But trust me when I say it was very, very intense. Anyways, so this episode is honestly just a pep talk from me to you. This pep talk is for anyone who is struggling right now, who is losing faith in themselves, or they're really discouraged. They want to give up on their goals, on their dreams, on everything. And I'm just here to remind you why you shouldn't give up on yourself, why you are so powerful, why you have everything you already need to make your dreams, your goals happen. Like, it's already within you, and I'm just here to remind you of that. So I honestly don't have anything written down. I'm just gonna speak from the heart, let whatever come out, and hopefully it all makes sense in the end. And I just want to go ahead and get into this episode. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this episode. Okay. So when I sat down to come up with the topic or theme for this episode, I was actually having a hard time coming up with something. Usually I have inspiration or I have an idea already that I want to talk about, but this time around I was struggling. So I asked for guidance from my angels and the spirit guides on what you girls needed to hear at this time. And the way that I did that was by getting my Shine From The Inside Oracle deck, and I asked, you know, my angels and spirit guides, what does my audience need to hear right now? What is the message that I need to relay? And the card that I got is called You Are Pure Magic, and it's an image of a woman holding the world in her hands. And my interpretation of this card when I saw it is that the world is literally in our hands, and we have the magic to create whatever world experience that we want. And so that's kind of the theme for this episode. That's the direction that I'm going in. And like I said, I'm just gonna let words flow out of me and may it all make sense in the end. So when I actually read this card, it was very fitting to what I'm currently experiencing and feeling in my own life. And I want to share with you girls what I wrote in my journal this morning, because it's really related and aligned to this idea that we are magic and we have the power to create what we want. So I just wanted to get really vulnerable right now and share a bit with you girls on what I wrote in my journal, because it's the perfect example of how we are so powerful and all of that. So I wrote, it's the start of a new month. I've always loved that because it's like a refresh and a reset. It's a time for new goals, new opportunities waiting for me. But before I talk about all I'm going to accomplish this month, I want to just be here in this moment and give absolute gratitude for my life. So I am grateful for my home and this beautiful space that I share with my partner. I remember a time when I felt so uncomfortable and I felt like I didn't have a home. or a place where I belonged. This was such a sad time in my life. I felt very lost and really alone. Now I have my very own home where I feel so comfortable, so at peace, and in my element. I can cook, create, entertain, do whatever I want without feeling uncomfortable. And I'm so grateful for this. The next thing I'm grateful for is my job, which is at a yoga studio. I remember trying so hard to manifest this job even before they were offering pay. I wanted this job so badly, and I remember thinking I almost had it, but then they didn't call me back and I was so bummed. But then a few weeks later, I did get a call back and I was so happy. And I understand now that everything needed to happen in divine timing in order. And I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for my job because through this, I have met amazing people. I've had amazing experiences. I've learned and grown so much. And this job perfectly aligns with my career and the rest of my life. And may I never take this moment for granted. I'm also grateful and in awe of my life coaching career and how it is moving forward. In the last few weeks, I have booked a few new clients, and this has shown me that I can make this happen. I am more than capable of being paid to do my life's work and help others. And it feels really good to know that this is possible for me and that I have what it takes to make my dreams happen. I'm now becoming that successful entrepreneur life coach I know I'm destined to be. And then I list a bunch of other things that I'm grateful for, but I'm not going to get into that. But anyways, I'm sharing this journal entry with you girls because it's reminded me that at one point, everything that I have in my life at this moment was once a dream of mine. And now it is reality. And this is just the perfect example on how the world is literally in our own hands, and we have the absolute power to create the world and reality that we want. And so with all of that being said, I felt that this was such a perfect topic to speak on this week. First of all, I know that there are many of us struggling to keep faith, to believe in ourselves, to keep going. I know that there are many of us feeling stuck in whatever we're doing in life, or we don't even know where to start, or we are fearful, or there's things holding us back. And I just wanted to give some encouraging and thoughtful words because I know exactly what that feels like. And it can be really discouraging when you don't have that guidance or you don't have that voice of reason to remind you. So that's kind of what I'm here to say today. So there's a few things that I want to touch on. And the first being, you don't need to know exactly what it is you want to do. You just have to start. So how I got to where I am now, I had no idea that I wanted to be a life coach when I started. I had no idea that I wanted to help women on their mindset and changing their beliefs and creating healthy habits or start a podcast. I had zero inclination or direction of where I wanted to go. But I knew that I wanted to do something. So I would say around like 2016, I had this urge to start a blog. I had no idea how to start a blog. I had no idea what the blog would be about. I just had this desire to start a blog. And when I started my blog, I touched on a lot of different topics. I touched on wellness. I touched on health. I touched on mindset. I touched on manifestation. I didn't have a clear idea of what my blog was about. It was honestly all over the place. Eventually, as I experimented with different topics and different niches, I discovered what felt right to me. I discovered what didn't feel right, what I was good at talking, writing about, and that led me to discovering my niche, which is, like, I like to talk about lifestyle stuff, but I feel like my niche is really mindsets and, like, self-worth. Like, that's the basis of what I teach and practice, and I wouldn't have figured that out had I not started the blog, you know? Even though I was talking about all these different things that didn't necessarily make sense with one another, I eventually figured it out. And that blog, starting that blog, led me to wanting to start a podcast because I felt like when I was writing in my blog post, there was so much more I wanted to say, but I didn't want the blog post to be like 10 paragraphs, you know? Like, I feel like blog posts should be really short, sweet, and to the point. And I just felt that I couldn't convey everything that I wanted to say in a blog post. So I thought to myself, what other ways can I share my thoughts and opinions? And so that led me to starting a podcast where I can dive deeper into topics. And when I started my podcast, again, I had no idea what I would talk about exactly. I had no idea how to start a podcast. I just knew that I wanted to, and I figured it out, and it has led me here where my podcast is being heard from all around the world. And that's something that I could have never imagined when I first started. You know, it was just an idea that I had, and then I did it. And then starting the podcast led me to wanting to help individuals one-on-one, which led me to becoming a life coach. I had no idea what that was all about. I just knew that I wanted to help people, and that was a way for me to do that. As you can kind of visualize, one idea led to another idea, which led to another idea, which led to me being in the position that I am now, doing the things that I am doing now. As you can see or hear, when I had that first idea, I had no clue that it would lead to all of these other things and other opportunities. And when I did take that first step, I didn't even know what direction I was going in. I just knew that I wanted to do something. I'm sharing this because I know that there are many of you who feel like you really want to do something, you want to make something happen, but you don't necessarily know what it is. You don't know what direction you want to go in. You don't know what you want to do exactly, but you know that you want to do something. And I just want you to know that that's absolutely okay. You do not need to have all the answers figured out. Me being where I am right now, I still don't have the answers figured out. I don't know what my career is going to look like 10 years from now or how it will expand, but this is where I am now. And I got here because I took the steps necessary. So if you are in that same position, my best advice to you is to just do something. Do something until you figure out what that right thing is for you to do. And you'll never know until you try, right? You'll never know if something is for you if you don't try. It's better to try something and then learn that, okay, maybe that's not what you want to do or that's not the direction you want to go in, than to not try at all and always wonder what could have been. So the next thing I wanted to touch on is the fact that fear and limiting beliefs plays a huge role to people not tapping into their own magic, not allowing themselves to dream or really go after the things that they want. And I totally resonate with this. It's something that fear and limiting beliefs is something that I still struggle with from time to time. And it's why I have my own therapist to help me work through, you know, these things. And if I'm blunt, fear and limiting beliefs are some things that you will always, always have to deal with in your journey. You've heard me say this in previous episodes, new levels, new devils, and it's absolutely true. And all that means is that when you work through one limiting belief or some fears, you know, you level up in life. And when you reach that new level, you'll experience new limiting beliefs and new fears. And it's just constant work in progress. And that's honestly just the name of the game. And it's something that you need to get comfortable with if you wish to the life that you want, basically. Honestly, this takes a lot of inner work, a lot of accountability, a lot of self-awareness, and it is not easy doing it by yourself. As I've mentioned this previously, I did everything by myself to get to where I am, and I honestly don't recommend it doing alone because it is really difficult. It's difficult when you don't have someone to guide you or to hold you accountable or any of that. It's very, very difficult, and a lot of people give up trying to do it by yourself. So this is honestly, and I don't mean to like plug myself in, but it's relevant. This is why I recommend people who are struggling with limiting beliefs, self-doubt, fear, or just feeling stuck, I recommend them to work with a life coach. Working with a life coach or a mentor is literally the cheat sheet, the fast track to getting to where you want to be, because as a life coach, I share with my clients everything that I did to get to where I am right now, all the obstacles I had to overcome and how I overcame them, all the tools and tips and tricks that I learned along the way. And it took me a few years to learn these things, and I share them with you guys in 3 months. because that's how long I work with a client is for 3 months. And so if you want to truly overcome the limiting beliefs that have been holding you back, fears, or you're ready to make your dreams happen, I highly recommend working with a life coach or a mentor if you can. That may not necessarily be me, you know, because not every client is for me and I'm not for every client, but you have to find someone who fits you and your needs and is going to help you get to where you want to be. Now, with that being said, I do have a few spots for one-on-one coaching available if you are interested in checking that out. The link will be in the show notes. Spots are limited. I have just a few spots left. So if you're interested in that, the link will be in the show notes. But anyways, moving on. Fear limiting beliefs is oftentimes what holds people back. And I get it, you know, we live in a world where we're told to be practical, to go to school, get a good job, get married, have kids, you know, follow that life path. And there's nothing wrong with that life path if that is for you, but that path is not for everyone. You know, we're all individuals, we all have different desires, we all have different goals in life, and it's not realistic that we all take the same path in life, but it can be very difficult when the path you choose to take in your life is not considered normal in society's eyes. I also wanted to say that you need to believe in yourself more than anyone else in your life. No one is going to believe in your dreams or your abilities more than you, not your parents, not your partner, not your friends, not your life coach, not your therapist. At the end of the day, you have to have that self-belief no matter what. When you do have that self-belief, nothing anyone does or says or doesn't say or do will make you doubt yourself, and it will help you keep going on your path even when people aren't clapping for you. But you don't need to wait for people to clap for you to feel validated. You also don't need to wait for anyone to tell you that your dreams are possible or that you're capable of achieving something or that it's a good idea. Like, don't wait for that. I feel like so many of us wait for permission to dream big, or we wait for people to tell us that what we want is okay to ask for, or our dreams are not crazy. That's just another form of like self-sabotaging behavior that is going to keep you stuck for a very, very long time. Another thing is your breakthrough is almost always right after a breakdown. This is something that I feel a lot of us make the mistake in doing, which is giving up right before our breakthrough happens. So if you listened to my last podcast episode, I explained how a few weeks ago I was kind of going through it mentally, emotionally. You know, I felt like giving up on my goals and my dreams and just saying screw it, basically. And just an update on that, the week after I had this really rough few weeks, I actually had one of the best and most successful weeks in terms of my business and financial wise. And I just find it so funny how the weeks prior to this, I wanted to give up on myself and I wanted to give up on my dreams, and I just felt like, what was the point in anything? But I didn't give up on myself. I didn't allow my limiting beliefs and my fears to win. And I pushed through and I kept going and I regained the faith and belief in myself. And I'm so grateful that I did, because I ended up having such a successful week right after that. So this is just a reminder to anyone who feels like giving up on yourself, don't give up on yourself, because nothing worth having is going to come easy. And that's just the truth. Whatever your dream is, it's going to take some struggle, some form of struggle or resilience to get there. And I think the biggest injustice we can do to ourselves is giving up right before we make it happen, or right before our breakthrough. So if you are in a phase or in a place in your life where you are kind of breaking down or you want to give up, take that as a sign as your breakthrough is coming right around the corner, and use that to encourage you to keep going and have faith in yourself. Let's see, what else do I need to say about this? So I touched on the things that hold us back which, just to reiterate, can be not knowing where to start, and so we just don't start at all. But you don't need to have all the answers, you just need to start and figure it out as you go. I also touched on how in order to achieve the things that you want, it will require, you know, letting go of limiting beliefs, getting over your fears, overcoming self-doubt, and how working with a life coach can really help with that, because I know that's such a difficult process in the world of personal development, because the thoughts and the feelings that you carry are from years and years of whatever you were taught as a child, and that's gonna take time to change and to flip, and it's going to be hard work. So I touched on that. I touched on how you need to believe in yourself more than anyone else, because no one is going to feel the immense intensity of your dreams more than you, and how you don't need to wait for validation to dream big or to believe in yourself or to go after what it is that you want. Don't wait for people to clap for you. Don't do things for attention, or not necessarily attention, but don't do things to gain approval from others. Do things because they feel right for you, because it's something you want to do. What else did I talk on? And oh yeah, and then I, you know, touched on how your breakthrough is literally right around the corner from your breakdown. So don't give up on yourself and keep going. And honestly, that's all I really have to say for this episode. I know it was a very short and straight to the point episode, but I just felt like somebody out there needed to hear this little pep talk, because I know that when I was going through it those last few weeks, I needed to hear this pep talk. So yeah, that's all I really have to say for this episode. So if you are interested in working one-on-one with me, or you want to learn more, kind of see what I have to offer, check out the link in the show notes. It'll be there, or you could DM me on Instagram, whatever you want to do. And I hope you enjoy this episode. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.